All right, as we embark on new basketball season, we have another interesting international fixture to look forward to here Leaside this weekend. Ireland ladies are hosting Iceland at Neptune Stadium on Saturday night. Their head coach, Mark Scannell, joins me now. Mark, tell us about Iceland coming to Cork this weekend.
Well, I suppose because we've done well in the small nations, now we're starting to attract a bit of attention again on the international scene. Iceland are in the middle of their European qualifying campaign. And they're in a very tough pool with Slovakia, Hungary, and Portugal. And I think at the moment they're in third place, so they're doing well, and they need a good push now after when the next series of games are. So I suppose they were looking for games. You know, they're looking for some practice games, I suppose, to get them ready for the next phase of their European Championships. So it's ideal that they asked Basketball Ireland if we'd be interested, and we were. And it's a nice way to finish off. Kind of coming back into the fray with two full internationals. We're going to have one in Dublin on Friday night, and then we're going to have a showpiece game hopefully in Cork in Neptune Stadium on Saturday night.
It sounds like it'll be an attractive fixture if Iceland are so competitive at the moment.
Yeah, when I coached the team back in 2009, Iceland were in our group. We lost to them in Iceland, and we beat them in Limerick at the time. And, you know, they were very competitive then, and they've done a fantastic job over the last number of years in all their sports, as we saw there in the European Championships in the summer with their soccer teams and that. And it's equally good in the basketball. You know, they're very competitive in the senior men's and the senior women's, and their under-18s and their under-20s, particularly in the girls, have done really well in Europe over the summer, you know, and in A basketball, which is phenomenal for a country that size. So they're really doing something right over there, and it's probably a good model for us to learn from, you know, and I suppose how we play and how we do against them, we learn a lot over the next few days.
Yeah, good stuff. And this is a fixture, I know you've mentioned previously that the Cork public have been good to come out and support these sorts of games, and another opportunity for them to see some quality basketball again Saturday night.
Yeah, we've been very lucky this summer because we had a lot of fundraising to do, you know, obviously to get the programme back on the road. But we've done really well in Cork. You know, people came out and supported our games against the Victory Scholars, and our recent game against North Carolina was very well supported. And again, we appealed for a bit of help. But, you know, not only that, but I think it's great for the younger kids that have all been involved in maybe, you know, with the underage programmes over the summer, to now get an opportunity to see the senior teams and to see what it's all about, really, I suppose, in the future for them. So, you know, we've been on to the clubs and the schools. The county boards have been very good to us, and particularly the schools associations have been also very good, and they've got the word out there. So we're hopeful that we'll have a nice atmosphere and a very good crowd in the Neptune Stadium on Saturday night.
That's good. It's a 12:30 start at Neptune Stadium, as you said, Mark. And look, as we talk to you now, a couple of weeks out from the start of the domestic season, you'll be back with the Glanmire Ladies. How are things looking as you prepare for the new season?
Actually, we're getting there now, you know. We're trying to put a lot of the off the court stuff together at the moment. You know, we're currently, I suppose, looking for a new sponsor because the Montanari have been fantastic to us over the last number of years, but they're going in a different direction. So, you know, we have a very good product and we have a very good team. We're going to be a little bit younger this year because due to some retirements and stuff, which I think is good as well because, you know, we have a very good underage structure in Glanmire, and we have a lot of good under-18s and under-20 players who are kind of, I suppose, they're chomping at the bit for the last few years. They haven't really got maybe the minutes that they feel they deserve. I know they have a great opportunity this year to stamp their mark on the team, you know. So we're going to be young. It's going to be a new learning curve for all of us. But, you know, we have a lot of the pieces that have been there, like Claire and Anya, Casey and Grania are all back. And we've Chantel coming back, our American from last year. So, like, our starting five is pretty much intact. Obviously, Mary has retired and we'll miss her. But other than that, you know, we'll be okay. You know, we'll be okay. We'll be young, but I think we'll be okay.
Good stuff. We look forward to the domestic season from the first weekend in October. But for now, looking forward to Ireland versus Iceland ladies basketball at Neptune Stadium Saturday night at 7:30. Mark, good luck with that.
Thanks a million, Lisa. Much appreciated.